things to get started in your marketplace, first of all, would be a smart number. They're like $25 a month, depends, I guess, on your marketplace, the length of your contract. And when the people call you, they won't be calling your cell phone, they'll be calling your smart number, because that's the number you texted them from. The KV Core system or whatever the CRM that's being used to text everybody will need a smart number. That number will then forward you. If anybody calls that number, it's going to show up on your cell phone. And the good news is it still has caller ID. So if Joe Johnson is somebody you texted 2 days ago or 2 minutes ago, they're going to call your cell phone. And some people will just text. It'll go on to the KV Core or the CRM. It'll go out there and you can see what their text response was. However, when they decide to call that number, it's going to ring at your cell phone. The thing is, on occasion, that smart number, when they call that, it could show up on your cell phone as scam. And now, normally, we don't ever take a scam call. Why? Because it says scam, and we have no idea what they're selling. The thing is, most scams, when you answer your phone, you hear this sound, boop, and then the person starts to speak. Generally, whenever I hear that boop, I hang up, and I know it's somebody who I don't want to speak to. So it's generally I'm not sure if it's a national law, what have you, but if you work for a telemarketing company, I believe it is that you have to have that sound. So when people, you're calling them, it identifies the industry that they're in. So when you get a scam on your cell phone, I've been answering it because I've listed houses where the initial call said scam, but it was just a regular home seller that's an expired. Now, the other thing is, when they call you, it doesn't say scam, it'll often say their name. And Joe Johnson, for example, it says their name, and of course you see their phone number. And using our client profile form, you need to immediately write this stuff down. Because on my Android cell phone, when I hang up with somebody, and if I didn't write their name down, I no longer see it under my recent calls. I see the phone number, I don't see the name. So write down their name on your client profile sheet immediately, and also their phone number immediately, because as you know, you need these things to go into KV Core immediately when somebody calls you so that you can identify their property. Some sellers will tell you their property right away. Hey, this is Joe Johnson. You just texted me about the house at 1234 Wilson Avenue. And you have a buyer for my house? Now, that's a lot. Their phone number, their name, and their address, all within 5 seconds. So the important things you need would certainly be their phone number to write that down. Go into KV Core, and when you're in there, key that number in, and generally it'll pull up the address and their name. And then you can quickly see information about their property. The old MLS, a lot of the MLS profile is the remarks are there for you and the days in the market and the most recent price. So this was just a short training on what do you do when you see scam calling on your cell phone, that it really could be an expired seller that you just texted. Thank you.